Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis. The Tigers competed this past weekend at the Blue Gray National Tennis Classic, and now it's on to Southeastern Conference play for Auburn. The Tigers are on the road this week, and we're joined now by Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds. Get that first match in Montgomery, coach, and then drop a pair. Boy, and a couple matches, I'm guessing you felt that Auburn could have come away with wins in both of those matches.
Yeah, it was a tough weekend for us. You know, starting off with the MTSU, you know, you play them 5 days ago. So, you know, the emotions and just, you know, having to go back out and play the exact same guy 5 days ago, not knowing, are they going to make changes, you know, and how those matches actually go. So from a pressure standpoint, you know, that was a tough match to overcome. And I thought our guys did a great job. We could have taken care of the doubles point, you know, to make our life a little bit easier and had some game points on when we're up breaks in the set and didn't get it. We had an overhead, you know, to break and go up 5-4 serving for it, didn't get it. So, you know, some of those things, you know, we kind of made it tougher on ourselves, but we were able to get the win at MTSU. And then the Michigan State, man, it was just a battle. It was a battle back and forth. You know, we had match points and number two doubles. With the return in the court and a short forehand, didn't get it, you know, had a chance at 5-4 in the breaker to solidify a point and get a couple more batch points, didn't get it. And to lose on one doubles and two doubles, 7-5 in the breaker, you know, really was tough. And, you know, you're playing against a team who's, you know, top 15 in the country, but then still had opportunities to come back and win four singles, you know? So I think that was the biggest take from this weekend was, you know, our guys are responding and playing some great singles, some great tennis all along. It's just realizing that the difference between winning and losing, you know, with the teams that are both top 15 and that where we see ourselves as a top 15 team is this is thinnest of margins, you know, and it's not always break points. It's not always, you know, break points up or break points down. Some of the time it's the difference when you're up 15 love in a game, especially on the return side and really trying to get that to love 30 or 15-30 points to get to 15-40, you know, and some of the times we're not taking advantage of those, you know, when we're playing kind of softer points. And like I said, against those tough teams, you can't give away any free points.
Same thing for the Alabama match as well.
Same thing. You know, we had, you know, you can look back as a coach and you can say, what about all these what ifs, you know, Alabama had us at number one with Tyler Stice, a set in 5-4, 40 love serving, you know, so four match points. And Tyler was able to, as you've come to know of Tyler, he never gives up, you know, and he was able to break that set game and then win that set 7-6. And then it was downhill from there. You know, he ended up when we ended up losing 4-2. He was up 40-15, you know, 5-2, 40-15. So three match points for him. But yeah, I think the turning point really on Nick Hang's court was 4-1 in the third and 15-30 with the other guy serving and great passing shot. And then he had a ball inside the service box to make another passing shot and just missed it wide. And kind of from there, momentum shifted, you know, and it's something obviously as a freshman, you know, he's got it's pressure that he's never been under before. But he'll grow from it and he's an unbelievable fighter. And, you know, those are just big moments where, you know, you can just see the tables turn. So, credit to Alabama, but yeah, we were points away, you know, and that's really what we have to take going into conference season is, you know, we're doing all the right things. We just got to be a little bit stingier and more selfish on some of those really big moments in matches and in games where you can make a huge difference.
Three more singles wins for Finn Murgut, who is 9-0 on the season. That's a name that I mean, he's been here for a while now. For Auburn tennis fans, they know that name and they know what he has done. Talk about the start to this season for Finn Murgut, coach.
You know, I think, as I said, you know, in some earlier podcasts was that, you know, he took this fall off. He played out there on the summer on the tour and then into the fall. And you know what? Like it really gave him a better appreciation for coming back and playing as a team. And he mentioned that when, you know, in the beginning of spring, you know, he said to me like, you know, coach, like I really want to do this for the team this year. This is my last year. This is my last semester. You know, I've grown as a person, and he has, you know, a lot of, again, when you come into college tennis as an individual, and you have to morph into a team player. And he's done that, probably one of the best that I've seen through my time here. And it's showing now, you know, obviously he has the game, but when you can put your talent and your game, and then you can couple it with the emotions of playing for something greater than yourself, which he has done, that's why you see him just having unbelievable success. And even when there's times of turmoil and confusion and frustration during some of his matches, he's able to snap out of that, because it's almost like, okay, I gotta stop thinking about myself and what's going on right now, but look, how can I be better and be successful for this team?
Let me go in a different direction before we get a preview of Ole Miss. This is the first year where you've had an additional coach on your staff. That was one of the changes. Where would you guys be in the men's and the women's program right now with the coaching change if you didn't have that additional staff member on staff at this point?
Yeah, you know, it's hard. It's hard to, you know, like I said, it's hard to have to really do an unbelievable job with just two coaches, right? And even like Blue Gray, this one, you know, you're on six courts and it's spread out, right? So you're really trying to kind of pick and choose and you know, see where from the flow of the match, where is it you think it's going to come down to, you know? And it's nice to have three guys that are seniors on the team. So, you know, been through the rodeo a couple times, and you kind of know what their tendencies are. So maybe you don't have to spend quite as much time with them. But yeah, it's a huge addition to have that third coach and to, you know, really be able to develop and break down in the heat of the moment, how the match is going, you know, and how you can help them and how you can and depict and take, you know, your opponent, and what am I going to do each point and just stay on these guys. But that's our job as coaches, right? Is right now with limited, you know, and being back to the two, is making sure that these guys do understand when they go out on their court, what is their game plan? How are they going to be successful individually? How are they going to, you know, play their opponent and do a little bit more during the week to give them that game plan?
All right. A single match for the Tigers this weekend. Auburn opens Southeastern Conference play at Ole Miss at 3:00 on Friday. Coach, what do you expect out of the Rebels?
You know, they have pretty much the exact same team. You know, I give them credit at number one. We've struggled with Tyler and Slavitz, you know, that matchup. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of video this week and figuring out how, you know, we can get, you know, to him at the number one position. And I think Tyler, you know, I said this to him, he's playing probably some of the best tennis that I've seen over the 5 years, you know, so. That alone, you know, I know he's riding high right now. But we're going to have to come back with the dubs, right, and get that first point. It's a tough environment to play at Ole Miss and Oxford. They get the fraternity guys out on a Friday afternoon, and they, you know, bring a big presence to their success. So from that standpoint, we got to be ready for a dogfight. Like I said, I think, you know, this weekend I saw some great things. I think we're playing some great tennis, even though we didn't come out on the winning end against Michigan State and Alabama. And that's what we just got to keep building on.
Wish you all the best. Safe travels, Coach. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds on This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.